Israeli Navy forces have seized the flagship Marion of Gothenburg, which was taking humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip as part of an international flotilla. Israeli forces are taking the ship to the Israeli port city of Ashdod. A number of pro-Palestinian activists are on board the ship. The Israeli army has begun military drills in areas surrounding the Gaza Strip as part of its annual training plan. Israel says the military exercises will continue for almost a week and are aimed at keeping the Israeli soldiers in the Gaza front ready. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has announced banks and the stock market will be closed on Monday. Restrictions will also be imposed on the withdrawal and transfer of money. This after the European Central Bank said it would not expand an emergency loan program that has been propping up Greek banks in recent weeks. The crisis in Greece now has the full attention of investors around the world. Asian markets quickly entered negative territory. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index dropped more than 2% in the first few minutes of trading. The euro, meanwhile, tumbled against other major currencies, losing 1.1% against the dollar. At least 30 Britons are thought to have been killed in Friday's terrorist attacks in Tunisia. Officials had earlier put the British death toll at 15. London has also warned of more possible attacks in Tunisia. 38 tourists were killed after a gunman attacked holidaymakers at a hotel in the capital, Tunis. Saudi warplanes have targeted two residential areas in Yemen's port city of Aden and several areas in Sa'ada province. Meanwhile, Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units attacked three Saudi military bases in the city of Najran. The attacks were in retaliation for the Saudi aggression that has so far killed over 4,400 Yemenis. In Bahrain, security forces have attacked the anti-government demonstrators as protests against the ruling Al Khalifa regime gained momentum across the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The demonstrators rallied in the towns of Nouadhrat, Ekhara, and Bilad al-Qadim. They demanded the release of all political prisoners, including the main opposition leader, Sheikh Ali Salman. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says an agreement on Tehran's nuclear energy program is within reach if all sides negotiate realistically and act with political will. Zarif made the comments before leaving Vienna for Tehran for a day. The Iranian delegation of the P5+1 group of countries will continue the talks in Vienna.